Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it?
Machiavellian is Illuminati all through your body. The blows like a 12 gauge shot.
Feel me? And God said he's one begotten son to lead the wild into the ways of the man. Follow me. Keep my flesh, flesh, and my flesh.
Come with my flesh.
Hail Mary, run quick, see what do we have here?
I ain't a killer, but don't push me.
Picture paragraphs unloaded. Wise words being quoted. Beat the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Bow down, pray to God, hoping that he's listening. See it coming for me. My diamonds when they glisten. Now pay attention, best in me, Father. I'm a ghost. In these killing fields, Hail Mary, catch me. If I go, don't go deep inside the solitary mind.
Lady T.
What's happening?
I ain't a killer, but don't push me, huh?
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? I ain't a killer, but don't push me. One of the hardest intros to a rap song in our generation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean? That guy would say, yes. I ain't a killer, but don't push. Listen, Metro, they pushing me. Metro pushing me, seriously. You hear me? Girl, I'm telling you, it's like right now, and I understand because of the incident where the train derailed last week, you know, there are going to be some complications, some uncomfortableness, and all of that. But, man, oh, man, I mean, Metro Police, and if you got any listeners that knows the answer to this question, please call in at 563-999-3782 and answer this question. Why does Metro have police? Is it just for the people who are jumping the turnstile to pay? Because that is all that I see them enforcing.
Right.
I'm getting on the train, Trees, leaving work, right? And this dude, and he got one of those Bluetooth boom boxes.
Okay.
And he's playing love songs. Don't get me wrong. I like love songs. You know, I don't have nothing against love songs. But I feel with music, it's a time and a place for everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that just wasn't the time nor the place. It just
mm-hmm.
wasn't. And I mean, he's like all into it. And I mean, you can tell that he's kind of knowing that annoying to everybody else, but He's of the mindset, I'm going to do what I'm doing. I ain't thinking about nobody else, right?
Right, right.
And I'm just like, come on, dude. Come on, dude, for real. Do you really think we want to hear this right now? I mean,
yeah.
You know, the train done went from coming in 5 minutes to delayed again. You know, and I mean, it was just, girl, you know.
That's all you can say, bro. That's all you can say.
How would
you? You can't expect for other people other grown people to act grown.
Right, and it's not that I'm expecting grown people to act grown, because I know young people. For a lot of them, it's the first time out of the house, first time not around their parents. So, you know, they're a little amped, and they don't have the calm down that we have as an adult. You know, light bill, rent, groceries, clothing, shoes, you know, all that stuff calms us down, for real. We had our time when all that was free, so we had extra energy. Now that it's not free, the energy is gone. The energy is gone. So, yeah. You know, yeah, girl. So, you know, I'm done with it. I'm over with it. I'm good with it. Welcome everybody to Kale's Corner, man. You know, I appreciate you all. I thank you all for letting me do what I do and say what I say and be that complaint. Hey, the older I get, I'm telling you, man, I'm turning into that. I have turned into that old man. You know, Debo can recall when we were youngin. But you know what? I will say this. We were youngin'. We were like 9 and 10 and 12, you know? We were youngin' when we were getting on the old people around the neighborhood last night, you know? These, yeah. I'm talking about 20 years old, okay? I'm talking about, you know, young adults. You know, and you just expect more, but that's my fault for expectations. Okay, exactly. Today, y'all, we're going to discuss this Washington football team and the recent cut of the kicker, Hopkins. We're going to discuss who y'all think Cam Newton is preparing himself for, you know, taking that COVID meds and, you know, getting his shots and getting himself together. We're going to talk about the MLB playoffs. It's heating up. Red Sox lead 3-3. And I didn't catch the ending of the Braves game. Did you catch that ending last night, 3?
Yeah, I think the Braves won.
Okay, so the Braves are leading. So the Braves are leading 3-1 right now. Boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. The way that these teams are scoring, we're in for a high-flying World Series. You understand me? Because both of these teams, and as a matter of fact, I can't really recall two teams at one time getting hot and striking that ball. I can't. I really, really seriously can't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and we're gonna talk about my Wizards last night. You know, not just won their first game, but double D-drop. Can I say that? Double
and
D-drop.
Away from home, and away from
and
home, away
game. Hey, please don't be trying to sneak up in early.
I live right here.
I'm
not going to sugar honey iced tea on y'all because I live right here. Now, if we were talking about Dallas Maverick or something, I wouldn't have said nothing.
No. You know I ain't representing no Dallas nothing. You hear me?
I know. That's why I said there.
You know what I'm saying? But kudos to my Wizards. And we got to talk about some of the things that we saw, some of the things I saw. I don't know if anybody else watched them last night, but I saw a different team. I saw different work ethic from Davis Bertans, from Gafford has always been a block party. But now that he has a rail with him, I'm telling you, man, this Wizards team, they got me excited. They had me excited all day long because them Bammers was balling. Them Bammers was balling. And we're going to talk about that and so much more. We know 57 going to come with a topic. We know Lou going to come with a topic. Me mom might text something in, but it'll be her topic. Debo, Marcus, and the whole group, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Give me a second. Let me catch my breath. I'm just getting up in this town. But we going to party today, y'all. 563-999-3782. 865-639-9372. That's our number. When we come back, we want you want to go in the MLB first, or you want to talk some basketball, Tree? How do you feel?
Let's do the MLB first, and we could just do that real quick and get it over with, because they still hot right now, and they can, you know, it's almost to the end.
Y'all heard Tree say that. We can get it over with. We'll be right
back. Yeah, because my team ain't in it, and I'm pissed off.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds just like it does.
This is a DJ Dynamite remix.
I got lost in that, though. I got the bartender for me, huh? I'm at the bar with her. I remember I used to date a bartender. Boy, I tell you. Like, funny. Anyway, MLB, this thing heating up, Tree. And like I'm saying, the way things are going, it's going to be, now, this is pure speculation, y'all, but I see the Astros and the Braves meeting up head-to-head for the World Series, because both the Braves and the Astros, they're averaging 5 to 6 runs per game so far.
Yeah.
Per game so far. And I'm telling you, hey, don't sleep. But, I mean, the Red Sox are doing a little better versus the Astros. They're fighting, you know, to maintain. But the Dodgers, hey, I, you know, what can you say? You know,
right?
That's what, that's what you get, Matt Scherzer and Trey Turner for leaving my Washington Nationals. Hey, going to the Dodgers, Bammers. Let's bring Lou in. What's
hey,
up, Lou? How you do?
Okay, I wasn't sure you were on, so I just checked again.
Oh, good job!
Yeah, man.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I had to breathe and stop. You know, I had
right.
to breathe and stop. But go ahead.
Right.
What do you think about this MLB? ALCS and NLCS playoffs.
Hey, look, as long as Boston loses, I'll be happy.
Because
you know I can't stand the Red Sox.
Right.
Yeah.
But they lose it so far, Lou.
Good. That's so they can keep up with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course we got to wait until tomorrow to find that out.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I've drawn the conclusion that since my team is out of it, my team is not in it, I'm just going to root for some good baseball. I'm not going to put that kibosh on nobody. I'm not going to wish that anybody lose. I just wish for a good game. Am I right to say that?
I don't want them to win.
I mean, because to 57's point the other day, this is the sports fan's dream right now, to have basketball, baseball, meaningful baseball, and football all going on at the same time. This is a sports fan's dream. And hockey. I'm a hockey fan.
Time of year.
So This is that time of year. That time of year. And we're gonna bring the Huckleberry in. Come on, Huckleberry, what you got to say?
What's happening, 57?
I'm your Huckleberry. What's up, Chris? What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Hey,
have a
man.
Look. Astros and the Red Sox, the games that they won and lost have basically mirrored each other, except for the third game. And that was a 9-2 type of game. Don't count the Dodgers out yet. I mean, baseball is a funny sport. It looks like you got a team down and you're ready to get them by the throat, and all of a sudden they get on they get on the streak, and it's over.
Right.
So,
right.
I didn't do like Treacy did this year, because I normally do the same thing. When the Yankees get knocked out, I'm out. I don't care. If I catch it, I catch it. If I don't, you know. But this year I kind of watched it. Still, think the Dodgers gonna be in it, huh?
Yeah, because you ain't had no choice but to watch it. Y'all went out.
No, what I said was that, you know, I normally check out and just catch a game if I catch a game. But I've been really on it this time. I've been really watching the game. And just don't count the Dodgers out yet. Any team that got Max Scherzer on it is a pitcher, is a good team.
This is true. But why, hey, 57, why did you make that statement that you made that these games have been similar? I mean, because I've had the same sentiment, but I know why I think that. What made you say that?
Because the games that Boston, when Boston beat the Astros, they blew them out something like 9-3 or 9-4 two games ago.
Yeah.
And
12-3.
Yeah, and made it 2-1. And then the next night, Houston comes back and does the exact same thing to them. So that's why I say they mirror each other.
Right. Which is why I say we're in for a great World Series, because I don't want to use the word scared, but no one has fear, I'll say, of anyone. And 57, I was saying it from these families playing like anything you can do, I can do it better, or we can do it better. You know what I mean? Oh, you want to score 12 runs on us? Well, we're gonna come back and put 9 on you the next game. You know? And I'm telling you, when you have a battle like this going on, and in the playoffs at that, this is what has made baseball into the sport that it is, has made baseball into America's game. Because when you got four, right now we're down to 14, right? We're down to 14.
Right. Yep.
And you can't really call it as far as who's going to win, who's going to lose, who's going to dominate, who's going to tuck and bow. You can't call it either way, because all four of these teams, again, are like, you know, anything you can do, we can do better. Now, I'm going to say the Dodgers are moving a little slow with theirs. You know, they're not as quick to jump on their horse as everybody else is to jump on their own horse. So, but then seriously, go ahead, 57.
Now, what I was gonna say, is this is the first time in a long time, other than San Francisco, that every team in the playoffs right now got good pitching, good hitting. Problem with the Dodgers is the way the coach used the pitching the other night. He had the starters come in, pitch an inning, and like Scherzer had to come back after pitching one inning and then start the next game. once you start messing up your pitcher's rotation, you start throwing them off. A pitcher is like a racehorse. If you get him off mentally, he's done almost. You know, he got to be a real strong guy.
But 57, ever since Scherzer got there, that is how they've been using him. Like, they'll let him do, like, one inning in one game, and then he'll start the next game, or he'll start the next two games. They've been doing that all year. That's how they caught up. Action.
Yeah, and he said it last night. He said, my arm is dead. He said, my arm is just dead.
They shouldn't have done that throughout the regular season. See, they were trying to keep up with us during the regular season, which was a good thing. But then on the back end, look what it's cost on the back end. Like, he's dead.
Y'all pushed
like, his arm is dead. He can't even throw nothing on it.
And we've seen this. As D.C. fans, D.C. baseball fans, when Dusty Baker put Max Scherzer like he did, they went on and bent Strasburg and threw all of the load on Scherzer. And he just he burnt out. He just burnt out. Scherzer now with his old getting up in his years, I don't want to call the man old, but getting up in age, Scherzer is a better pitcher when he's on a 5 to 7 day rotation. 5 to 7 day rotation. You might be able to squeeze a 4 or 3 day rotation out of there if you really, really need them. But Scherzer is at his best on 5 to 7 days rest. That's just my opinion.
I think exactly what I'll remember, he's 37. That's 3 years closer to 40 than it is to 35. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's more closer to 40 than he is 30. So he old.
Yep. Plus, he got them funny eyes.
They ain't got nothing to do with his eyes.
They ain't got nothing to do with
it. I had to see it, Tree.
I know. I
had to see it. I had to see it. But San Francisco, to their credit, I'm sorry they're not in it because I'm sorry San Francisco's not in it because playoff baseball is some of your best baseball. And San Francisco pushed the Dodgers where they are right now because San Francisco pushed them to get more pitching because San Francisco was going to run away with the division and the Dodgers had to do something at the break. And they made moves with their pitches to keep them up with San Francisco.
They did. I agree.
You know what? I have never, ever, 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 ever heard 57 what word am I looking for, Tree? He all on y'all jock strap. That's what it
calculated.
Is. For real.
That he's being calculated right now.
I don't know what you want to call it.
I just love baseball.
I heard two San Francisco compliments come out of this man's mouth. And he hasn't complimented teams that deserve compliments. I want to know who the hell we talking to today. Where have you come with 57?
See, this is the thing. You talking his sport right now. This is sport. He loves baseball. So whatever you talk about, he gonna give it to you.
I love baseball, too.
I'm going to give it to
you.
I love Nationals.
I love the Nationals, but I love baseball as well. And you're not going to hear me say anything positive.
You're a hater, kid.
You know what? Sticks and stones. That don't matter to me. Yeah, I've been forward.
Hey, Kale, trust me. That's the only sport where I can go ahead and give another team their due. I wouldn't care if you were sitting there with the Super Bowl trophy in your hand. I'm going to go, man, them watch the football team. They saw it. They just polished the trophy off and handed it to you. I still ain't going to give you no credit.
Well, you don't mind
baseball? Huh? Huh?
You don't mind.
That's not nice.
You don't
cares,
mind
I know it ain't, but hey.
Hey, Mark, hold on. Marcus has a message for you, 57. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
Family? How y'all doing, man? How y'all
what's
doing?
What's up,
man?
Marcus?
All
hey,
right.
Hey, 50,
what's up, brother?
57, man, it's so good to hear you. Such a good move, man. You for real, man. I love it, man. I love it when you're in a good move, man. It sets the tone, man. It sets the tone for the show, man.
Hey,
side,
man,
let
me tell you something.
Yeah.
I just keep beating
man.
You in this football pool, so I'm good, man. As long as I just keep being ahead,
just,
I'm good.
Now hold on. Hey, what was his number this week? How many did he get this week?
He got nine.
I think I got nine.
You got eight.
I got nine.
But then he got eight. I'm outside.
Yeah, and last week I got more than
wait,
you.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, yeah, brother. Oh, yeah, you got to keep up. Keep up, sir. Keep up, sir.
I thought Tuesday said I had nine.
No,
but
I got to change my.
Yeah, buddy, come on, man.
I let
y'all
know exactly what the
scores
are.
My G.
That's all right, though, Marcus.
It's a lot more football. That's what I'm saying. Listen, we're going to holler at each other when the Fat Lady sings. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna talk no trash until the end of the season, my brother. There you go. But then why are we doing this, man? Why are we doing this if we ain't gonna talk no stuff? I mean, why are we doing this? I can't get you going, bro, because when you get the going, you get just like Doc Holliday, you just don't know when to stop. You know what I'm saying?
I can't get
you going.
Hey, look, hold up.
You ain't no Daisy. You ain't no Daisy at all.
Did anybody else hear 57's song when he said, well, why are we doing this? You sound like his little feelings is hurt that I was there. He said, well, why are we doing this, bro?
Hey, and that's because this is power, man. When you feed in the 57, man, it's power. He get power. But
yeah.
When you feed in him, he's powerless.
Wait,
man, y'all make me sound like you're cracking.
Lee got
you the cracker for the show. God.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That cracked me up. That made my whole tone change.
Hey, 57, you know I'm gonna talk trash with you all season, bro. We got it. Don't worry about it. I'm right here with you.
That's why I love you. That's why I love you, bro. That's why I love you, bro. Exactly.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Exactly.
But real quick, 57. What things do you see out of the Astros and the Red Sox? And the Braves and the Braves and the Dodgers. What two teams do you see making it to this World Series?
I'll be honest. The Braves surprised me. I didn't expect them to do what they're doing to the Dodgers. Yep, exactly. I didn't expect it. So I can't say I can pick. All I can say is that Houston got an advantage because they're going to be home. The Dodgers got a chance because they're going home. You know,
yeah.
So that's the only thing I can say. That's all I can say.
Well,
right.
I don't know if I actually believe in a home field advantage. I'm sorry.
Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm not too sure I believe in, you know, just because you're home doesn't mean you're automatically going to win. I mean, everybody assumes that, oh, they're going home, they got the home crowd and everything. Oh, it's always a shoe and they're going to win. It doesn't always come out that way, though. I mean, you can't think that, oh, we're going home. That's an automatic win in our under our belt. No, it doesn't happen that way.
I don't think they think
most
it's
of the times
an automatic
when you sleep
win.
In your own
I
bed.
I don't think they think it's an automatic win. I just think they think it's they have a better chance at winning because they're at home. They got the crowd. You know, they their families, everybody is there.
It could be a distraction, too.
It could be.
Yeah.
You're right. Go both, either way. It can go either way.
Especially this time of year, you know, it can go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like 57 was just saying, sleeping in your own bed, eating your home-cooked meals, driving your route to the field and all of that, that plays a big part. That plays a huge cloud. Does it boost you up or motivate you? Just being at home and your family being able to see and participate, that sometimes motivates players as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nationals talk about when they were in the World Series, how when they were out of town, the fans would be outside their hotel room at like 4 o'clock in the morning, just screaming their team's name, waking them up and everything. So I'm just saying,
4 in the morning, that's either dedication or complete weirdness.
Or stalking.
Moron. They were moron, Lou.
They
were
busting moron.
Well, it's
4 in the morning,
That's okay. That's okay. They pissed my Nationals off, and they won it all. So come on next time. Be out there at 4 in the morning if you want to.
Right.
Be cool with that.
Exactly.
Because I'm and
so
you know what?
Picking a winner, KL.
Go ahead. No, I'm not.
As far as
I'm
picking
not
a winner,
saying,
boss man.
I'm not saying. Of this series, of this divisional series, yeah.
I would like to see the Dodgers win the whole thing.
Come on,
my team ain't in it. I'd like to see the Dodgers
now,
win the whole
really?
Thing.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry, Tree. The best baseball I saw this year, and here go Kale again, was San Francisco and the
Atlanta.
Dodgers. That was the best baseball I saw.
What about Atlanta? Let's do Atlanta.
I didn't watch a lot of Atlanta ball this year.
Yeah,
I didn't watch a lot of they snuck up on me in the end. That's why I said they caught me by surprise in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect this. I thought they just came on in the end and won their division, but they got a great team.
Yeah, they do.
The heck with Atlanta. The heck with Atlanta. No. No Atlanta. We will not.
Why not, man?
I can't
find Why not, man? That's Chocolate City number 2.
Nah. That's the new San Francisco.
Down low.
Down way low. Way low down low. I'm talking about 563-999-3767. You make me sick, yo. 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all call somebody 767 over here acting like a fool. We'll be right back, y'all.
Okay.
I just watched that movie.
Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Just watch.
I don't know if you all have done any Google or YouTube researches, but the doo-doo is really about to hit the fan on Bruce Allen and his attachment to these emails. And the more I find out or read about, the more I understand why Dan Snyder went on and separated himself. You see, to everyone that says Dan is a terrible owner, how could he allow this to happen with the Washington organization and all the other negativity? I just was enlightened that Dan Snyder wasn't an everyday, day-to-day personnel in the Washington facility. Guess who was, though? Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen was every day, and as the president of the organization, it was made known that every decision, every situation was made through Bruce Allen's say-so. And Bruce Allen had a history. Bruce Allen had a history. I texted a couple of you the report that I was reading today on Bruce Allen and the fact that I forgot the lady's name already. I forgot her name, but she was complaining to the Raiders about Bruce
right.
Allen before, you know, he even came to Washington. So while everybody wants to put this on Dan Snyder, this is solely on Bruce Allen. Bruce Allen was the one that set the temperature to what it was in Washington. Bruce Allen is the one that gave the yays or the nays on every situation concerning Washington. So those individuals in the front office, they were allowed to do the things that they did because Bruce Allen allowed them to. And he covered up so much that Dan Snyder didn't know. Now, what I will say, Trees always say my mama told me. Well, my mama told me, as the head of household, you should know
yes,
what's
sir.
Going on in your house.
Yep,
you should know what's going on in your house. So if we blame Dan Snyder for anything, we can blame him for not having a grasp of what was really happening within his organization.
Right.
But to put the fault of the actual actions on him, I just don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. Again,
you don't think what's
yeah,
right?
To put all the fault on Dan Snyder. When you hear certain football fans, not just Washington fans, but you hear certain football fans talk, all of the dirt in their opinion belongs to Dan Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying you cannot put all of that on Dan Snyder. You can't. You can't. We're talking about a billionaire, man. That man has a lot of wood in the fire across, spread abroad. He trusted
yeah.
Bruce Allen. But go ahead, Marcus. I knew you wanted to come in. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. This is my topic right here. Look, when it comes, what you're saying is accurate. It's big time accurate, and that's what we was kind of touching on yesterday about how Bruce Allen is. But Dan Snyder is responsible because he hired him. He hired the guy, like you said. My mama said I supposed to know what's going on in my house, you know. But he gave him so much control because this man had so many other irons and so many other responsibilities. He gave him so much control over the house that it got so out of hand. And Bruce Allen, though he's a good businessman, you know, as it pertains to running a football team, he's just not that guy. What he do is, like you say, he cover up a whole lot of stuff, and he get a whole lot of dirt on everybody, you know?
Right.
And he put that joint in his little file folder. And he basically is a poison for any organization that he go to, you know? And, I mean, even though Bruce Allen gets most of the blame, Dan Snyder got to get the blame, too, because He was the one that signed the Joker, that gave him that position, and then by the time he actually got on his bad side, and Dan was ready to make that move, like, nah, man, you gotta go, man. This bummer had so much dirt on him and everybody else that Dan had to keep him real. Yes, he's taking it on the chin now. He took it on the chin last year, you know. But it's kind of too late. You know what I'm saying? It's too late.
No. It's never too late to turn around and walk home. It's never too late.
But Kale, you are correct. You are correct about what you're saying about it's never too late to turn around. And listen, the truth of the matter is, people don't forgive you, man. You know, some people forgive you,
Well, we got to remember, Dan Snyder is not just hated, but envied by a lot of people. He go out and buy a big dollar boat. He go out and buy a $1 billion boat. He worked for that $1 billion.
Yeah, but that, and a lot of people, and we talked about that last night too. A lot of people don't know that was a move. That was another move to show Bruce that, hey, bro, I got the big wood here. Like, bro, you trying to destroy what I'm trying to put together? But hey, listen, you make a move, and then I'm gonna make a move. You make a move, I'm gonna make a move. I'm gonna go buy this boat. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about what you're doing over here. I don't care what dirt you got on me. It was a strategic move, but all I'm saying is, when I say he it's a little bit too late, he got people he got fans disgusted with the team, bro. We out of the work. Yeah. We already out of the work. We out of the, for real. We really are. We actually in patch mode. We're patching the foundation, bro. And we still got the rumblings and the grumblings of Bruce Allen, right? Of Bruce Allen's crap still bothering us. Them little dingleberries still dingling, right?
Hey, let me say this. How many Philly fans were fed up and to the point of no return with Philly and them bandits?
Yeah.
How many fans were
right about what you
to
said?
The point with Tampa Bay, and they got a little bit of good news. We got Brady, and then they got more good news. We won a Super Bowl. Now you can't go nowhere without seeing a Tampa Bay fan. And that's
right.
What I'm saying. Winning cures all. It's the best deodorant, dog. It's the best deodorant.
I agree, but if we did a poll right now on Bruce Allen, even you go back and forth on Bruce Allen.
No, I don't go back and forth. Remember, I had the Facebook page asking everyone to vote to fire his ass. I wanted Bruce Allen gone.
Not Bruce Allen. My bad. I meant Dan Snyder.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You go back and forth on Dan.
It's a love hate relationship.
But see, as stuff come to the light, you start to see that, oh man, you know, this ain't all Dan's fault. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But you can't get 90% of the fans to believe that.
But they don't. They know he over there.
Cause they know he playing dumb. Yeah, cause like he don't know what's going on. He ain't playing pickle truck, man.
He's not playing.
Come on, Marcus. You know he is, bro.
No,
he might have made all this money before he bought the Washington football team. He had billions of dollars. So he ain't no dummy. You know Bruce Allen was doing all of this, man. Come on.
You being funny right now, but real.
No,
talk.
I'm being serious right now. Funny a little bit, but I'm being serious for real.
I know you in the capacity on this call, right? I know you in the capacity on this call. I don't know you as a father. I don't know you as a husband. I don't know you in those lights. I don't know how you handle that situation. We talking two different situations, my brother.
Well, all I'm saying is you can tell when someone I feel like I can tell when someone is playing the role of when the grease hits the fan. I didn't know. I wasn't there. I had no inkling. You know, I wasn't informed. And Dan Snyder does a great job of it. This isn't the first time.
No, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Dan Snyder don't always do that, bro. Matter of fact,
okay.
I haven't heard him do that.
Nah.
Y'all had the
woman controversy. Dan Snyder knew nothing about that. Y'all got this controversy.
But that's because
you know what, 57? Think about this one factor. Every situation that was named claiming wrongful doing on the part of the Washington football team, Dan's name was never brought up. Never. You heard about Bruce Allen. You heard about what's his name? The dude that used to do after Larry Michaels. Not Larry Michaels. What is the guy's name? I can't remember his name. But watching the show was like watching paint dry. Seriously, he was the boringest host ever. but he quit when all of that news came out as well. So, but we've never heard anything placed at the feet of Dan Snyder. No one ever said anything about what he knew or didn't know, or that he did something or didn't do something. And because Dan Snyder is the huge fish in that pond, trust me, if he did some wrong, somebody would have came out and said something. Somebody would have made that public notice. Trust me. Just because so many people hate him.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious, man. So, you know, you can say a lot of things. He's a terrible owner for this, and he's a terrible owner for that, and he handles this wrong and handles that wrong. And I'm inclined to, as Marcus just told you, I'm inclined to agree on some of those points. I'm inclined to agree on some of those points, but like on all of them, I can't. When I look at Dan Snyder, I see an owner who who is willing to spend financially on his organization. And yes, I'll be the first to admit he was playing fantasy football for a while, for a long time. He was back when he gave Deion Sanders with the broke foot all that money. When he gave Bruce Smith all of that money, and it was clear to Washington fans, you're going to pay everybody who whooped us Sunday, Thursday night, Monday night. We're not trying to see these dudes wearing our colors. We're not trying to see these dudes on our team. But Dan was playing fantasy
right.
football. Dan was playing fantasy football, and he wanted those guys. He had the money. It was his team. Hey, I'm going to bring on who I want to bring on. But
so you say Dan Snyder is a good person and a good owner.
I didn't say he was a good person. I didn't say, because I don't know him personally, to say he's good or bad. I don't know him personally, and I'm not going to be that irresponsible. What I'm going to say, though, and I can say this for sure, some of the moves he's made I've liked, some of them I hated. And you can figure whatever you want from that, but that's as far as I'm going to go with it. That's as far as I'm going to go with it. We as football fans, we have to stop doing that. We have to get away from that. You know, saying somebody is good or bad, or their personality is this or that. You don't know. We haven't sat down and had a beer with the man. You know.
Well, I figured you since you live in the city, and he is the owner of the team that you like, that you would know a little bit more about some of the things that he's done throughout the city.
Oh, yeah?
Throughout the neighborhood.
Oh.
You know what? Yeah, I do know some of the things.
Him and Tom and them hang out.
I do know some things.
Yeah, Kale. When you and the Congressman hang out, y'all talk about what's going on in watching the football world.
See? That, we're going to take a break.
I love him, though.
You come back. You ready, baby?
I'm ready.
We're in this thing this week.
Now, get y'all picture together. Where is this week? All right. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Go. I ain't never ran from a nah, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off, real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you have to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Down. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there. If man put a stack in her rack, go. I'm Dr. Seuss, give me cat in the hat. Whoa. Booty poke out of her stomach on snatch. Way too pretty to be from the back. Count on some money, then smoke me a plant. Got me higher than John Moran. Up there, toxic look, she knowin' she there. I said I was done, still double back. If you a side, you cannot question me. You did some foul, you threw a tech at me. Cook it up right, they done gave me the recipe. I'm in a Z06, police ain't catching me. I'm still ducking this, just obsessed with me. Cause I'm the dope like...
Yeah.
Every time I hear I hear different parts to it. Every time I hear, Reese is not going to be able to be on, but she gave me her pick, so I got her thing. I've been put you in thing, but you know I figured you ain't want to talk watch this stuff too much. So. How you doing, brother?
What's up with you, bro? How you doing today? Kale's calling the family. How y'all doing, baby?
What's going on, Tang?
Hey, what's up, baby boy?
Before we get into any silliness, my condolences to you, bro, and prayers for you and your family. You know what I mean?
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That's why I'm trying to walk away so won't no background being here. I appreciate that. I love y'all for that.
Man, we love you too, bro. We love you too, man. Your project, you play.
Look how much we love Kale's Corner. We at the repass on the show. We at the repass. I'm in the car. Staying outside. I don't know where he at. But we present.
Wow. That's what's up. But hey, look, by any means necessary. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, yes.
All right, let's see. Nima, you with us, Nima?
Hey, y'all. Hey, Nima.
What's up?
Hey, how
hey,
you doing?
Nima.
Hey, y'all.
Marcus, you with us? Chris, do you know who's already sent you the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell
okay.
you. It is. We have Mima, Debo, Reese, Kale, Tank, and Tree. And 57.
Okay. All right. Marcus, you know what you're doing, bro.
He always sends a little bit. He always either send it early or he'll send it late. But it always comes
okay.
in.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. Marcus, you with us?
You know he probably in and out.
Yeah. Come on. Let's just go and remember the ones that you can't that you didn't have for him, and we'll go ahead and
I can call
we'll
him later and get him.
Right. It looks like we're gonna have to do the same for Debo as well because he just comes up.
Yeah, we'll get both of them on the phone, and we'll do like we did the last time, Kel. We'll get them on the phone, and we'll do them like we did the last time.
Okay.
So,
we got,
you know what Debo wanted.
We got Lou. We got Nima. We got 57. We got Debo back. We got Tank, myself, Reese, and Debo.
Right.
And we'll just, I'm going to try Marcus. You with me, Marcus?
Mm-hmm.
Marcus, you here? Okay. I'll just try Marcus. We'll do him later. So let's go ahead and get this started, y'all. Y'all get y'all picks out, get it together. Let's go, D.
All right. This is week 7, you guys. Come on, let's get it. Congratulations to Tang for last week's win.
Cowboys Nation.
We had, yes. Oh, Lord. The first one we have is Broncos versus the Browns. Broncos versus the Browns. Come on, 57.
Brown.
Come on, Lou.
Browns.
Is Marcus in or are we going to do him later?
We're going to do them later.
Later? Okay. Come
yeah.
on, Mima.
Broncos.
Is Debo here?
Debo said Broncos.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Let me get go somebody else. I got to go to Reese pick.
That's okay.
Ahead,
okay, you find Reese, and then I'm going to go to Tang. Come on, Tang.
Going with the Broncos.
Come on, Kale.
Reese said Broncos, and I'm going with the Broncos.
I'm going with the Browns. I don't know why, but I am going with the Browns. Oh,
you know,
wait a minute, his shoulder hurt. No, I'm going Broncos. I'm going Broncos. Y'all hear me right?
Yeah.
Kale?
Yeah, we
I
heard
changed it. Okay, all right. I'm just making sure. Okay, the second one we have coming up is Chiefs versus the Titans. Kale?
I'm going T.
Dang.
I'm going Chiefs also.
Mima.
Chiefs.
Debo.
Hey, girl. Look, I got Reese ready to go, and you.
Okay,
you
go
Reese. Debo.
Go Reese. Go Reese.
Reese picked the Titans. Reese picked the Titans, and Debo is going to Kansas City.
57.
So Reese. Titans.
I got you. Titans, Debo, Chiefs.
Right.
Come on, 57. Titans. Titans gonna win, but Come on, Lou.
Chiefs.
Okay, we have Bengals and Ravens. This gonna be a good division game. Bengals get Ravens. You guys, Bengals, Ravens. Come on, 57.
Ravens.
Come on, Lou.
Ravens.
Come on, Mima.
Ravens.
Come on, Reese.
Ravens.
Debo.
Debo is one second. Raven.
Kale.
Raven.
Fang.
Cincinnati.
I'm with Raven. Panthers, Giants. Panthers, Giants. You guys, Panthers, Giants. Let's start us off, Tang.
Going with the Carolina Panthers.
Come on, Reese and Debo. Either one or both.
Debo. Debo said the Panthers. I say the Panthers. And Reese says, hold on 1 second, I'm pulling her up now. Reese. Oh, this girl right with her toes. Panthers. So all three of us.
Come on, Mima.
Panthers.
I'm going Panthers as well. Did you get everybody? Yeah.
Nope.
Nope.
No, Lou, I'm sorry.
Panthers.
I'm sorry, Lou.
Okay.
57, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Who they playing?
Panthers, Giants.
I'm going with the Giants, man.
Okay.
The Giants have been surprising all season so far. The Giants have been surprising. Go ahead.
Falcons, Dolphins. Falcons, Dolphins. So, Lou.
Both aren't really, stellar teams here. I'll take my chances and go with the fish. I mean the Dolphins.
Come on, 57.
You get the point.
Dolphins.
Come on, Tang.
Going with Atlanta.
Come on, Kale.
I picked the Dolphins.
Come on, Mima.
Yeah, I know, right?
Atlanta.
I'm going Falcons. I'm just waiting for Reese and Debo.
Reese got the Dolphins and Debo. Debo got the Falcons.
Okay. You want to take a quick break right now? We'll be right back. Our number here is 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Reporting live from the north side of Liberty City. I'm going to keep it player. I just want you to know we the Navy SEALs. We're going to strike your home up. Platoon, nigga. Gang. Three bad bitches on me. Top floor at my penthouse, yeah. Young rich, I'm in my rope. No hustle, my flip-flop, yeah. So that trolling is hip-hop, whoa. Play me, going to get shot. Quarter mil K, my wrist wide, whoa. Bust down, credit on TikTok, no. We got them bricks in the drop. I call a play and they hit in the route. This life I'm living be tripping me out, cause I just let a famous be in my mouth. Ew, I'm about to burn for a project. Road truck coming, I'm cut that. Ew, stop that, tell the pop that.
Who is that with the background? We got Reese on now. Reese is on
good
now.
Good job! So yay, Reese! Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Reese.
What's up, Miss Reese?
Miss Reese,
how you doing?
How you doing? How y'all doing?
All right, everybody
doing
good.
Great.
All right, go back
y'all.
To the pit.
Let's keep it moving. Reese, we love you, but we're going to keep it moving, boo. Jets versus the Patriots, you guys. Jets, Patriots. Since we have Reese on the phone with that lovely voice of hers, we're going to start us out. Come on, Reese.
Okay, hold on. I got to get you to my picks. When I put it back in my backpack, I got the tear teller.
Jets and Patriots,
I pick the Jets.
Right, you pick
the Jets.
Yeah, I pick the Jets.
Come on,
that's
Tang.
Our team.
And now.
Who said that?
Me, Ma.
I'm going with New England. New England Patriots.
Okay. Come on, Mima. I heard you back there.
The Patriots.
Okay.
New England.
Bebo.
New England.
57.
The Jet.
Lou.
I hate to say it, but I have to go with the Patriots. Or two.
I know, that's right. So we got a good one. Eagles, Raiders, you guys. Eagles, Raiders. Start us off, Mima.
Raiders.
Come on, Reese.
Raiders.
Tang.
Raiders.
Kill.
Raiders.
I'm going Raiders. Debo.
Raiders.
Oh, the Raiders was a sweep, huh? Okay. Don't nobody believe in them Eagles. Lions. Lions, Rams, you guys. Lions and the Rams. Oh, I hate to do this, but I'm going to start us off. I'm going Rams. What you say, Kale?
Rams.
Tang.
I'm going with the Rams also.
Reese.
Rams.
Mima, come on, babe.
Rams.
Debo.
Rams.
57.
Rams.
Lou.
Rams.
Another sweep. Don't nobody believe in them Lions.
Well, being obvious, really.
Right. Bears and Bucks.
Whoops.
We're going to be in Tampa Bay for this game. Bears and Bucks, you guys. Bears and Bucks. Who's going to start us off? Let me see. Let's go to Meemaw. Come on, Meemaw. Start us off.
Tampa Bay.
No, that's right. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with them Bucks also.
I'm going Bucks. Come on, Reed.
The Bucks.
Kale.
Bucks.
Debo.
Bucks.
57, then Lou.
The Bears.
Lou.
Go with the Bucks.
Okay. All right, you guys. We almost there. Texans, Cardinals. We're going to be in Arizona for this game. Texans versus the Cardinals. Come on, 57. Start us out.
Texans.
Come on, Lou.
Repeat that again, please.
Texans, Cardinals.
Cardinals stay undefeated.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm lying. I'm dying.
I know that's right.
Yeah, they 6-0.
Cardinals.
What do you say? Texans, Cardinals.
I got the Cardinals. Yeah.
I have the Cardinals as well. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Come on, Reese.
The Cardinals.
Yeah. Meemaw.
The Cardinals.
Debo.
Cardinals.
You say Cardinals for Debo? Okay.
Yeah. Cardinals.
Okay.
Marcus just checked. Marcus just checked and said he back. So we'll put him in the remaining pick and
we're only three left.
Okay.
All right, okay.
We'll call him and get his. Washington versus the Packers. Washington versus the Packers. Come on, Kale.
Washington.
Y'all disrespectful.
Why y'all like?
Y'all disrespect.
Okay.
No, I was watching Steve Harvey, man. That's
right. I just came home with the Packers. I during the Vietnam time, I was exposed to H and R.
I'm going with the Packers.
And then you have a thing where it makes me cough. And
who's background?
If you hear anything,
who's talking?
I'm not going to take
it. Who's background?
Oh. Come on, Reece.
The Packers.
Meemaw.
Upset Sunday, I'm going with the Washington team.
There you go, Meemaw.
Right
here.
That's why I'm going with our team. Win or lose. Win or lose. We going our own team.
Oh, girl.
Right.
Right, but it ain't
going to
be this week. But go ahead, Debo. Like y'all told
Debo
me, it ain't
going
to be pack. This week.
Debo going with the Packers.
Come on,
57,
I got
you. It's a hard one, sis. 5-4, 5-5, 16-7, 18-7. Okay, I'm going with the Packers.
You play too much. Come on, Lou.
Boys, Packers.
You say Packers?
You bet.
Okay, you guys. We're going to do the Sunday night game, Colts versus the 49ers. Colts versus 49ers. You guys already know I'm picking the 49ers over the Colts. Oh, I'm sorry. I went with the Packers. And now I'm going with the 49ers. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Packers.
Kale, you going with the Packers?
No, hell no. I'm going with Marcus.
Oh,
that was Marcus.
That's Marcus. I thought you was getting me in there.
No, I'm gonna get you. Oh, we gonna call you and get and all the rest of you.
Oh, okay, okay.
But I got you down anyway for Patrick.
Okay.
I'm going with the coat.
Oh.
Coat. Ooh. Let me put some.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the
49ers. Hey. Come on, Ree.
49ers.
It's a family affair.
Come on, Mima.
It's a family affair.
49ers.
Debo.
Debo going with the Colts.
No, he not. I'm about to call him to make sure that's right.
Hey,
come
now,
on,
go ahead, y'all. He's going with the Colts now.
49ers.
Come on, Marcus.
Oh, I paused. Oh, hold on.
Could you tell me, go ahead, put them in.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
What is it, the four? What's the 49ers team?
49ers or the Colts?
I'm going with the 49ers on this.
Good. Come on, 57.
The Colt.
Okay. Okay, y'all, you know how the last one go. I need the winning team and a score. Saints Seahawks.
Right. Real quick before we get in, before we get into that, we're gonna take a very quick break.
Okay.
So y'all think about that: the Saints and the Seahawks and a score. The Saints, the Seahawks, and a score. We'll be right back. Come on, Tree. Tree, we shouldn't be having this much fun, Tree.
I know. Saints Seahawks. I'm sorry, you guys. So, I'm sorry. I'm over here. I had the music because people was coming out the place when they was real loud. I ain't with the background noise. I apologize. Saints Seahawks and a score, you guys. Come on, 57. Start us off.
Saints. 35-21.
Come on, Lou.
Saints, and it'll be 31-17.
Come on, Marcus.
Saints, 31-20.
Okay, that's good.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Saints, and the score going to be 23-21.
Hey, Tang, man, you know what? This time, if you win my score one
don't
more
say
time, bro.
For real?
You did it again.
Stop playing, bro.
Yeah.
Ready to not sing your life.
Great man, singing like that. That's all I can say.
I was going to say the same thing.
Whatever.
Let me see what my sister Reese got.
I got the Seahawks winning. It's 24-21.
Come on, Mima.
The Saints 24-17.
Come on, Kale.
I got the Saints 25-20. I got to change it up. 25-20.
Okay. Come on, Debo.
Debo got the Saints, I mean the Seattle Seahawks, 17. Yeah. You know that was.
You hit 20? 20, right. The 17?
Right. Seattle, 20. Saints, 17.
Okay, I got you.
Two bad weeks
going,
in a row.
I'm going Saints. And then I'm going 31-30.
I'm
they
going
win by
right.
one.
But you know what? But you know what? These Monday night games have been a higher score than we've all been thinking about.
Yeah.
They've been higher scores than we've all been thinking about. Because just last week, you know, I thought that what's his name is dead at the half. They come back scoring crazy. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Monday night doing his own thing right now. So.
You ain't lying.
All right, y'all.
And
that was that was
that
our
was
week
it.
Seven.
Yes, week seven pick.
Week seven edition of Lacey's pick. Good luck to everybody except for Tang and Debo.
Except for Tang and Debo. Good luck.
I know
because we'll
when
be
they
right
looking at everybody except for Tang and Debo.
Hey man, they do.
I love y'all.
Y'all gotta be supportive, man. Even though they do, you know, they won a couple times, y'all gotta still be supportive.
I
won
a couple too, but I won with all of them.
See, Marcus, we was gonna take this break and then come back, and I was gonna let Lady T run down them real quick, and you make your pick. So everybody can hear. But since you are in a forgiving, jovial mood, we're going to keep it going
no,
like we can. And we'll call you later.
You be my power winner.
You be my power winner.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bucks. You and England. Right,
you going with the Bucks?
Yeah, I'm going
Bears
with the Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Texas Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Okay, you all call that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, and keeping in flavor, Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Out of all the games, all these games, give us a game that you want to discuss.
The game I want to discuss? Dang.
Yeah.
Out
of all these matchups.
I think, honestly, I think the one that we should really discuss
Green Bay and Washington. No, 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 no. We all, listen, 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 y'all, y'all having a good time. Y'all have, y'all have, y'all have a good time. No, 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 no,
Well, you got your wish.
Oh,
they
no,
the
he
did. They'll be
no,
right.
He did.
All right, listen. I don't want us to win another game. I told Kale. Come on, Kale. I told Kale. I'm tired of being this 8-18, this 8-8 mediocre every year. Everybody gets set winning. Who cares about winning the playoffs in this raggedy division? I don't want that. I don't want that, man. I want some players, man. And we got a good salary cap. We good. We can spend some money. We'll have some players. We won't have to be trading anybody, any good players that we have. The few that we do have, we be straight. But back to what you said, Kel, the team that I want, the game I think we should discuss definitely should be the Chiefs and the Titans. And the reason being is because, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of people really believe that you know, the Chiefs offensively are this dynamic team, but to me, they've been slipping. I think the Titans with that animal that shouldn't even be allowed to play running back in the league is going to crush them.
Why can't Dirk Cutter play running back in the league, dog? Why you trying to put Dirk out the league, dog?
Listen, because he's not human. He's not human.
Right.
He's not
he needs to play both sides of the ball. I think he needs to play both sides of the ball.
I'm trying to tell you, that brother is not human. He is not human. Yeah. I'm telling you, he's definitely.
I watched his workout.
Yeah, that brother is not human. I'm telling you.
But since you mentioned that, that was a hard pick for me. That really was a hard pick for me because the Titans, to be honest, they're showing more attributes of a complete team. They're playing good defense. Special teams is still kind of lackluster for them, but they're playing great offense, you know, with Derrick Henry and their receiving core. I forgot the guy's name, y'all. Forgive me. But they're playing good football everywhere. So that was a hard one for me. But it's just hard. It's hard to go against Kansas City. Only time I will go against Kansas City. Yeah, I know when they play in my Washington football team. Other than that,
right,
it's hard to go and and the Texans, to be honest, besides the other night, we ain't really heard much about Derrick Henry. We haven't really heard that much. I forgot Julio Jones was there until I watched him the other night. So I think the Texans, once they put more of a resume together, then it'll be easier to decide as the season goes on.
But the Chiefs defense sucked, bro. And what they did was they tried to say that the Chiefs played well last week. They played our offense. And you know, I'm not trying to take a dump on our offense, man, but we might as
Here goes the toilet paper. Go ahead. We need some baby wipes too.
We need some baby wipes and powder too.
We need the one with the talcum powder
and all that, bro. We need a bag, bro. It's bad. You know what I'm saying? And so you can't look at they were talking about how their defense played better against us, man. Their defense still sucks. I'm telling you, the Texans is going to destroy them, man. I believe it. Now, do I think they're going to get a touchdown or two? Yeah, because we're talking about Mahomes. But if you apply pressure to Mahomes, that boy will crumble. All you got to do is apply that pressure. He can't run the whole time.
I agree with Marcus.
From what I saw Sunday, from both teams that won, the Kansas City and Tennessee, if the Tannehill plays the type of quarterback back that he played, they can win this game against Kansas City. They can beat Kansas City. Kansas City is suspect because their defense is weak. I agree with Marcus on this one.
Well, we all have our reasons as to why we say what, and that was a great argument, and I believe that. But it's just Mahomes always seems able to find Hill and Kelce and their whole squad. He's able to find those guys. And make things happen. So you know, my bet for Kansas City is out of a familiar viewing of Kansas City, and not that familiar viewing of the Titans. I mean, we saw the Titans play good the other night, but before the other night. When was the last time we seen the Titans play good ball? Last year? At the end of last season when it was cold?
They've been playing good, man.
They've been playing good.
Yeah, they're like 4-2.
Well, they're a real quiet 4-2. They are very quiet 4-2.
When Derrick Henry turns into that Super Saiyan, when he taps into them aliens that he came from, I'm trying to tell you, he changed the game.
Yes, sir.
He changed the game.
You stick with that, boy.
Plus, man, the NFL only talking about Tom Brady, McCombs, you know, what's his name, breaking his finger. You know, they're not talking about Tennessee and you know, then you got to be on TV in order for them to talk about you.
Yeah, they only talk about the quarterbacks. They really are.
Yeah, you know? Right. I can agree with that.
Unless you're Dallas, anything Dallas gets talked about.
Oh.
I don't care what it is.
Oh,
it
yeah,
be,
man. Oh,
that's
my
God. Street or something. It can be somebody fell on Dallas Road. They're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
And they're going to say they're going to Super Bowl.
But honestly, this time around, I'm not even hating on them. I'm not hating on you. I absolutely correct. They do that all the time. But this time, they deserve to be in the conversation.
That's true. For one time.
Listen, they don't because we all – it's two halves of football, man. If they dominate the second half, of football. When it's cold outside, then I'll give them their until then, they're the same old Cowboys they've always been. Until
they good right now.
What? Let me ask you a
question.
That's
all I say.
When have they not started the season looking good?
Hey, Kev, they be up and down, bro. I'm never one to give down if they cry.
Right.
Never.
They usually win one, lose one.
They lost Dak Prescott last season near the mid of mid-season.
We know you don't like them.
They lost
Dak
Prescott.
We know you don't like them, but they look good right now.
Can I make my damn point? Damn.
Calm down,
they
man.
They lost Dak Prescott near mid-season last year. Right, and then they went down, and I was the first to say, well, they lost their leader. But when you look back at the Cowboys, when Dak was healthy, they still fell down the second half of the season. That is their MO. That is what they do. And until they show me different, this is the stand I take. They're playing good ball right now, of course. They're always playing good ball at the beginning of the season. When it gets cold outside.
Go ahead. I thought you were finished. Go ahead.
When it gets cold outside, they turn into a different team. That's all. That's all I want to say. When it gets cold outside, they turn into a different team, especially when they're away from Jerry's World.
Right.
Well, the way they look right now, this winter better be real cold, because right now.
And that's all we were saying. We're just talking about right now. We're not talking about the other half of the season or nothing like that. We were just talking about how everybody looks right now.
Where they going to play the rest of the NFL on the North Pole?
Fifty-seven. With the quarterback that you have, you better hope it's not real cold.
Hey, Kale. Don't take it out on everybody, man. Cause your team is in a slump.
I'm speaking the truth.
You know,
I'm speaking
you
the truth.
You ain't won nothing in a long time. Don't take it out on everybody, Kale.
Who ain't won nothing in the last
Y'all ain't won your last two games. You ain't won your last two games, Kale.
Well, I'm still holding on to my Pittsburgh victory.
Pour water on it, baby. Pour water on it. Pour some water on it, man.
I'm not pouring water on that. Pour some oil on the tin man that you call in a quarterback. Are you worried about the cold?
We won last week. I ain't worried about what happened last week. We won.
Y'all,
and we got a bye this week.
Y'all beat Geno Smith, man. I wouldn't promote that too much.
Hey, 57.
Go ahead, bro.
Geno Smith, who y'all play when y'all come back off that bye?
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I don't know. I don't know.
How you don't know?
I'd like you to check that out, man. I need to look.
Hey, Tree, you know who we play when we come back? Why? Who do y'all play?
Who's the next game?
The Browns.
Pittsburgh next game is the Browns.
So what's that? Is that a win or an L?
I don't need to discuss that right now, bro. That's two weeks away.
Don't worry, I'll wait. Don't rush me. That's what I'm saying. Come on, Marcus.
We got baseball and everything all in between here now.
Don't get ahead of yourself, dear Doc. All I'm saying is,
all I know is, we ain't on a two-game losing streak.
All I'm saying is, before you sweep around my front door, sweep around yours. That's all
okay.
I'm saying.
Hey, look. My front steps are clean. My sidewalk might be a little dirty in front of the house, but the front my steps clean, baby.
Yeah, all our shit dirty. All our shit. Excuse me. All our.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question? This is something I wanted to know because I keep seeing it over and over. If Lamar Jackson, when he scored that touchdown on Sunday, had said to, I can't remember who they played, but if he had done what Aaron Rodgers did and said, I own you, mm-hmm. I still own you like that, do you think it would have been more said about it? Or it just went the way by the wayside like they let it go?
No, it'd be more. We'd still be hearing reports on if Lamar Jackson would have said that. We would still
he might have got fined.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it would have been, how dare he talk? And it was a female fan, a Caucasian.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
A Caucasian female fan. So, you know, Dana went to extremes over that situation. They would have to be clean over that situation if it was Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, or anyone of that ilk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it would have been. He needs to be more professional, and this is just a fan. What is a fan in him? And Chicago fans have been loyal since the 85 Bears. I mean, they went down memory road on this thing.
To make
Bridgewater America's most hated. So, yeah. And the thing about it, they let Aaron Rodgers go with this, and he always come back and bite him in the hind part. So while everybody doesn't have anything to say and kind of praising Aaron Rodgers for that, and, oh, it was just a fan, we'll see in the long run, because, like I say, this earth is a circle for a reason, and what you shovel out rolls right back around to you. It always does. It always does.
Yes, sir.
And this league, they put a magnifying glass on everything that some do and nothing that others do. And that that's going to come back to bite them.
Since Kel didn't say it, I'm going to add it. You got to be a certain color.
You know what? I said I'm not even going to go there. I know they tired of me going there. I said, I'm not even going to go there. But since you brought it up, that is what it is.
This kid show, so he got to be very, very careful about what he say. I'm a guest. I am a guest. You got to be a certain color.
Yeah.
And what it is.
Oh, a zebra.
Exactly.
Or a zebra,
Running through Maryland.
Go ahead, Mima.
Running through Maryland.
Running through Maryland. Yes. Yeah.
I've been hearing about that story all day long. I'm poor zebra.
Okay. Poor little
hey, this lady told me that joke like a month ago, and she said she seen him, and she was on the phone with her dad, and she was like, "Dang, I just seen a zebra." And her father said, "Man, bro, whatever you smoke, whatever drugs you on, you need to go home."
I was a young boy growing up by Roseville Rec over off Benning Road, and I saw a horse, and I told everybody in my family, my mother, friends, family, everybody about seeing that horse. And I mean, this thing went on for a few days. I could not believe that it was a horse in the middle of D.C. So, all
right.
On Benning Road.
Did that horse have like a horn sticking out of their head?
See what I'm saying?
You saw a unicorn, bro.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Every time, bro.
Hey, Marcus.
Never failed.
Hey, Marcus. He saw that horse back in the 80s. The time of the ooh-wee.
You ain't lying.
I was too young for ooh and wee back then.
I was too young for the ooh or the wee.
Okay. No, you was too young?
Yeah.
In the 80s?
Yeah. How old do you think I am, Marcy?
You about the same age as me, so I don't know. I don't know, Kev.
Well, you know what,
man? Y'all go ahead and say how old y'all are, man. What's the deal?
I didn't indulge in extracurricular activity until
in
the military. Can I
say that? Yeah, that's cool, because I was a knucklehead, man. You went the right way.
Yeah. My mother wasn't happy. She was bad.
See, when I went into the military, you could smoke Marlboro. Well, no problem. No. It wasn't until Ronald Reagan came in, they said, "Yay, we're going to start making you pee in this cup starting next month." I said, well, time for me to get out. Time for me to go.
Okay. Time to go, buddy.
Let me salute the flag. I've done my deed.
That ain't the one that you smoking today, my brother.
But for some reason they were still checking for cigarettes back then too. They could have been light.
Not like that.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. See, Negro. Come on, see.
I'm so sad it's time to go, you guys. Yeah. But this is out Thursday, out Friday. You know how we do it. We're going to, it's a game tonight, so everybody put your ears up, write the numbers down. Y'all should know how many, y'all won. If y'all want to get in the picks, my Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. I need that before 7:30, before the game kick, 7 o'clock before the game kick off. I need your 5 before then. And you guys take care. We love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We love you guys here. I swear, we love and appreciate all the support you guys are giving us. We really love that. So keep it up, you guys. You guys get an A for effort for supporting us. Our number here is 563-999-3782. And we love you guys. Take care. Until Tuesday at 5 p.m.
All right. It's that day already, like she said, man. Go by so fast and we haven't fun. We thank you guys for helping us to make this fun. Marcus, 57, Shane, Lou, Reese, Mima, just everybody. If I forgot your name, just talk to my head and not my heart. But ain't nothing but love here on the real. Enjoy the football this weekend. Enjoy your family this weekend, y'all. Enjoy your family this weekend. We always say this, but it's actually a statement that is always true. We never know when the moment is going to be that last moment. So make sure you tell your people you love them. And remember what I said Tuesday. The ones that you don't really love, show them the most love. Show them the most love until they want to love you back. You know what I mean? We'll check y'all Tuesday. Good luck on the pick, everyone. And we
reserved for top notch. Bring it back.
Oh, hey. Said it's all about.